Are you ready to unravel the mysteries of the ages? Tune in to Unlocking Bible Prophecies, where we dive deep into the prophetic books of Daniel and Revelation. In the book of Daniel, we'll explore the visions of empires, the mysterious 70 weeks, and the powerful prophecies that span centuries. From Babylon to the end times, Daniel holds the keys to understanding our world today. And then there's Revelation, the ultimate unveiling. John's visions reveal cosmic battles, heavenly worship, and the grand finale of human history. The seals, trumpets, and bowls, all pointing to Jesus' triumphant return. Whether you're a seasoned Bible scholar or a curious seeker, Unlocking Bible Prophecies is your compass. Discover hope, healing, and Jesus' unwavering love. So, mark your calendar. Every week, Naya Lupondwana and our guests will decode ancient symbols, connect the dots, and draw closer to the one who holds the future. Tune in to Unlocking Bible Prophecies on your favorite radio station, Adventist World Radio SID Media, at 2 o'clock on weekdays, because truth awaits those who seek it. Unlocking Bible Prophecies, where revelation meets transformation.
It's 30 minutes after 1, just turned 29 minutes before 2. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. It's time for us now to move into our segment, which is the Advice Corner. Every Tuesday at 1:30, we give you the Advice Corner, where we invite experts from a variety of disciplines to come and give us advice on an issue that will have been presented by you as the listener. And so we do have on the line our guest who's going to be giving us some perspective. Marina, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. All right. We have a person, by the way, as usual, we never name our people. They send their private matters and remain unnamed. And this person is also coming to us anonymously. So this is what they say. And this, the title as Dieting Advice. This person says, I would appreciate advice from those that have specific knowledge on dieting and weight loss. I'm at 111 kilograms, wanting to lose about 50 kilograms slowly, naturally. My friend lost about 20 kilograms in 10 months. Her doctor put her on an 800-calorie daily diet for 4 months. Then Ozempic. I'm hoping that you know what that is. Ozempic after that.
I've heard of it. Yeah. Yes.
She barely worked out at all. Now she just takes Ozempic daily, so she isn't very hungry. I don't want to do that. I want to do it naturally without medication. Is it all about diet? I'm starting a 1,000-calorie-a-day diet. Will this help me lose weight? Do I need to kill myself working out on top of the diet? How would you respond to this person, ma'am?
Okay, so it's important to note that the diet and the exercise do work hand in hand to get the best results, right?
Okay.
So yes, you would have to balance the exercise and the nutrition aspect of it. Now, on the nutrition aspect of it, it goes beyond just the calorie restriction. And what I mean by that is, how do you make sure that you are able to stick to the number of calories you set for yourself?
Okay.
So in order to do that, you would have to increase your fiber. That helps you with that feeling of fullness and reduces your need for snacking, making sure that there's plenty of green leafy vegetables, which helps to increase the fiber without exactly increasing your calories by much.
Right.
And maybe cutting down on your sugar intake. I'm talking about sugar added to your tea, sugar added to your porridge or your cereal, sweets, candy, biscuits, cakes, that sugary stuff. And fizzy drinks. Fizzy drinks are another way that people take in a lot of sugar without meaning to. So you'd have to cut down on those two and cut down on your fat intake, your deep fried vegetable, deep fried anything. Also fatty things like your processed meats, because they don't make lean processed meat, right? They don't make lean boerewors. They don't make lean sausages. They don't make lean polony or corned beef or whatever.
Right.
So cutting down on the processed meats as well would be a good way to go. And doing all those things combined with the calorie restriction should be able to take you the distance, but that works hand in hand with the exercise. Some say at least 4 hours a week can help with
I understand you're probably distracted here. Were you able to attend? Do you want to attend to the phone? Probably put it on the side. And
no,
then...
no, that's fine. I managed to transfer to my colleague. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Mm. So yeah, at least 4 hours a week, some people say, could help with working towards weight loss instead of just maintenance physical activity.
Right, right. Let's get a few details clear. So what is Ozempic?
So Ozempic is a drug that has been going viral for helping people with weight loss and suppressing appetite and all of that.
Okay.
But again, if anyone wants to go on Ozempic, they should talk to their doctor.
Right.
Before going on anything like that.
Is it something that you can buy over the counter, or is it something that needs to be prescribed?
I think it works best with prescription.
Okay.
I don't think I've heard of anyone buying it over the counter.
Okay. Okay.
But when it comes to drugs, it's always better to do that with the advice of your own personal doctor.
Right, right. So yes. I don't know whether this is a male or a female, but my curiosity is on the body. Does the body of a man work the same way as the body of a woman? Would it be as easy or as difficult for both a man and a woman, or is it more difficult for men than it is for women? How does it work? Does the gender of the person make any difference?
When it comes to the difficulty or the ease of losing weight or shedding a few kilos, that is not really gender specific in my experience, right?
Okay.
For it differs from person to person, from individual to individual. One person will start eating healthy and exercising this week, and by next week they've lost 2 kg.
Right, right.
Another will do that and be strict with their restriction, with their calorie deficit, and be strict with their exercise, and they exercise twice daily, and in a month they still haven't lost a single kg. They've just lost maybe 500 grams. So it differs from person to person. It differs from metabolism to metabolism. Individuals are all different.
So how would you know how your metabolism works? Since it all depends on your personal metabolism, how do you determine whether your metabolism is faster than the others or it's slow? Is there a rate that you can go and find out and then perhaps work according to it?
That's not really something that we do. Majority of the time we can find out perhaps like things like your fat percentage in the body, your muscle mass and all of that. Those are the things that we can work with. Mm-hmm. When it comes to metabolism, we don't really do a lot of testing for it.
Okay.
But I mean, you'll probably see from how much you're working out and how much you're eating and all of that. But it's important to be patient and to not lose hope and continue on the journey.
Right.
Yes.
So let's talk about the numbers that this person has given us. They're saying, I am at 111 kilograms, wanting to lose about 50 kilograms. Mm-hmm. And she says, naturally. What does that mean? What does naturally mean? Because at the end of her text or his text, they say, do I have to kill myself working out on top of the diet? Mm-hmm. Which implies that naturally excludes exercising. I don't know if I'm reading that correctly. So what does natural weight loss mean?
I think for most people, by naturally, they mean doing the minimum amount of work, right? But naturally, for me, the way I understand it would be without the aid of drugs or without the aid of surgery, like bariatric surgery or any of that.
Right.
So diet and exercise for me is the naturally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what would be the natural progression if you're doing everything right, if you are eating right and you're exercising just the right amount, how much time would it take for you to lose that 50 kilograms that she intends or he intends to lose, this person?
So ideally you'd want to go up to losing maybe a kg a week.
I see.
Like 500 grams to a kg a week, ideally. So it will take a while. It requires a lot of patience.
Okay.
Yeah, because in the question, if you will remember, if you will read it back again, there's the part where they say their friend lost 20 kilos in how many months?
In 10 months.
In 10 months. Right. So it does take quite a bit.
Right.
That's about 2 kg a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is normal. That should be expected that if you've got weight, you would normally lose weight like 2 kilograms a month.
About that much.
Okay.
2 to 4, because you want to, it, I think 2 to 4 is the healthy weight loss. Some people can lose weight a bit faster. Some people can be a little slower to the weight loss,
right,
especially in the beginning of their journey.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay.
About 500 grams to 1 kg a week.
Yeah. So if it's 1 kg a week, that means it's 4 kgs a month.
Per month, yeah.
Right. Okay. And then she speaks of, or he speaks of, okay, this is a friend. The friend is a female. She says her doctor put her on a 800 calorie diet. What are calories?
Mm-hmm.
Kilograms, I can imagine, is weight that we use to measure solids and things that are solid. But now, what are calories? I mean, it gets deeper and complicated. What are calories?
So calories is a measure that we use to quantify the energy that we get from food. So we can count the energy. I don't know if I could call it the energy, but we can quantify carbohydrates in calories. We can also quantify fats and proteins in calories, contrary to common knowledge.
Okay.
Right. So when we say someone is on like a 1,000 calorie a day diet, that includes the proteins and the fats as well. It's not just the carbohydrates. Most people associate it with just the carbohydrates, but that's not very accurate.
So are you trying to gain calories or lose calories? I mean, and you're saying it's the measurement of energy. So does it mean you want to gain energy?
When we talk about calories, right, everybody has a base amount that they require in a day to make it through the day.
Okay.
Right. So and one person could maybe say need 1,800 calories a day, and that's how much they should be aiming to get from their food.
Okay. Okay.
And we get the calories from the food. But yes, weight loss can sometimes be measured in calories in terms of if you work out this much, you're losing the amount that you would get from this much food or so.
Whoa.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you're saying you're trying to lose calories, you're trying to expend the energy?
Yeah. Something like that. But we don't like to use calories too much because the term tends to be a little technical for most people.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's why when I was like giving the diet advice, I didn't give any calories or anything. I just went into the portion control and into the kinds of food that you want to eat.
Yeah.
And all of that.
Okay. So she says, the suppression of appetite. Explain that. Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
Suppression of appetite is basically just trying to make sure you don't feel hungry often. Do you know what I mean? Like you suppressing your appetite, you just don't want, you want to make sure that your body doesn't signal you to say, hey, I'm hungry.
So you will be hungry, but you won't feel it.
Something like that, because the body needs energy on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So it's basically telling, like making sure that your body doesn't really signal that you're hungry often or too much. So you find that those people tend to eat quite a little bit, but you can kind of achieve that in some other ways as well. What? Mainly, like I said, increasing the fiber intake in your food can help you to have an increased level of satisfaction after eating as compared to eating foods without fiber, without much fiber.
Okay. So fiber helps to suppress the appetite.
I don't want to say suppress appetite per se, but it gives you a feeling of early satisfaction.
Okay.
For like if you've eaten a slice of bread,
right,
of white bread, as compared to eating a slice of whole wheat bread, mm-hmm, there will be a difference. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
You are likely to be hungry sooner after eating the white bread than you are after eating the whole wheat bread.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So you introduced another word there, fiber.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Explain fiber and why it's preferred over the alternative.
Oof, okay. Besides the alternative. So fiber, how do I go about answering this question? Okay, so fiber basically is not... okay, so fiber-rich foods
Right.
The answer is not coming to my mind.
Okay.
I don't know how to phrase it.
Don't worry about it.
The words are
it's okay.
Escaping.
It's okay. Let's then try and get to the final part now of this question. Mm-hmm. So this person is trying to lose weight. Are you able mm-hmm. to? Is anyone going to be able mm-hmm. to lose weight just by getting generic advice like exercise more and eat less? Because I'm trying to understand how we could be of help to this person. Now, this mm-hmm. is a layperson. I'm going to tell you what a layperson, which is myself, assumes. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming for anything that has to do with your body, you don't listen mm-hmm. to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
You go and find a doctor who is going to look at your specific conditions mm-hmm. that obtain in your body and then give you advice based on what mm-hmm. your body is like.
Yes.
And now if you have, for example, diabetes, mm-hmm. I'm assuming that advice given to me would not be the same advice given to you. Because mm-hmm. you have diabetes, and therefore there are things that I can eat that you cannot eat.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, there would be a vast difference between how I lose weight as compared to how you lose weight. And I'm trying to establish if we are going to be able to be helpful in our conversation, and if mm-hmm. this person is listening now, will they get help? Or what could be mm-hmm. the best way to help this person to achieve her goal of losing mm-hmm. weight? 50 kgs. Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure if my question is clear.
Yes. So, of course, it's a start. The advice, the generic advice is a start, but it would be ideal to go and see your dietitian. They will take your diet history, they will take your health history and be able to see how and where they can help you specifically to yourself, to your own personal needs and everything based on your health, medical history, and based on your diet history and all of that, and your lifestyle activity history as well.
Yeah.
But it's somewhere to start, you know?
Okay. So mm-hmm. the role of a dietitian, really, I mean, mm-hmm. do you really need to go to a dietitian?
It would help. It would help. I understand that the role of dietitians is still not known and not understood, but I do believe it is quite vital, especially for people who are living with certain medical conditions already.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Reverse engineering. This is my last question, I promise. This is my last question and I'll let you go.
Uh-huh.
When you are trying to fix a problem, you need to establish what the problem is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Shouldn't we first establish what got me to gain weight to begin with?
That is always a good place to start. So that's why when you do go to a dietitian, usually they will start with taking your history first, your medical history, your diet history, your exercise history, and all of that good stuff. And we are able to make referrals where necessary.
Right.
Like if you're seeing the dietitian and they notice that you might have some emotional or mental health issues that you do need to work through, they are able to refer you to a psychologist. If you see that it's possibly a medical issue that needs a medical team to intervene on, we are able to refer for that as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We work together with other disciplines
yes.
to make sure that the client gets the best help.
I'm asking this because the very last paragraph from this person, she says, I'm starting a 100-calorie a day diet. Will this help me lose weight? Mm-hmm. Do I need to kill myself working out? Which implies this person doesn't want to work out.
They really
if they have
not
a problem,
want to,
if they have a problem working out, it's a natural part of any human being's body. I mean, muscle tone, you get it by doing something with your body. So if they don't want to work out, maybe that's how they got to lose to gain weight, because they were eating and not doing anything.
That's a possibility. Yes.
I mean, yeah. But then again, ultimately, they need to consult.
They do need to consult.
Right.
But a good start would be to start walking a little bit every day and increasing a little bit every day.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try and play a voice note for you. I just received a voice note now. Hoping you'll be able to hear it. Just stand by.
Good afternoon. Right. I'm just listening in on the current discussion. I just wanted to comment on how we are individuals. Yes, our bodies in essence function the same way, but as individuals, we have different, you know, rates of metabolism. There are reasons, apart from unhealthy lifestyle choices, which include eating the wrong types of food, not that in isolation you eat too much food, but wrong diet choices, lack of exercise, of course, are major contributions to weight gain. Or but there are other factors like medication. If someone is on steroids or even certain types of contraceptive, their side effects include weight gain as well. So there may be multiple reasons why people gain weight. With regards to weight loss advice, lifestyle definitely is the primary way in which weight can be lost. So it's not just about eating less, but eating the right type of foods, exercise, water, smoking and alcohol. These are things that also contribute to other lifestyle diseases. So never mind weight gain, but then you get cardiovascular, you know, risks and complications, so many things. So lifestyle in essence is just the way to live. But just to remember that, yeah, it's that's the general basis. But for anyone who might be really struggling, then I would advise that, you know, getting advice from their medical practitioner, perhaps input from a dietitian. There are people who know how to work out, you know, as you were talking about calories, etc., what actually you need for you, you know, but able to are able to prescribe or advise what foods are best for you, what kinds of exercises, because different exercises work on different things. So if you are running, you know, you're working on that cardiovascular thing. Yes, you know, I don't really know how to explain, but there are certain things that might work for some people and others that might not. But generally, that is the advice. But you can't look at someone else and what they're doing and think that that's going to work for you. That's basically what I'm saying. And just to comment, Ozempic is actually used for diabetes treatment, so uncontrolled diabetes, and you do find it in those who are of larger weight. Here in the UK, that's actually what it's licensed for. But yes, its other role, if I can say, is for weight loss by suppressing appetite. And yeah, don't want to go into that. Don't play me. Just try and summarize what I'm saying.
I feel like someone should have listened to that voice note before it was played on the air.
Apparently.
Because she said at the end.
Yes, apparently. I'm only realizing now. Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know. Okay, I apologize for that.
But she's very right.
Yeah.
Like, I do want to comment and say she is very right. We have hormonal issues such as polycystic ovarian disease. We have thyroid issues. There is a whole host of conditions that could lead to weight loss. So consultation is very important.
Okay.
So that you can get a tailor-made program.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Yes. Yeah. And she sounds like somebody who's in the field as well.
It
would have been helpful if
she
were to just call in and join in the conversation.
Yeah. Yes, that would have been fun.
Indeed, indeed. Well, we'll leave our conversation on that note. But I'm hoping the person who sent this advice piece is getting some help, and we do appreciate the lady who sent her advice as well. I do hope that it helps. As listening, as a layperson listening, this is all too technical stuff for me. Calories and
forget the calories, right?
Yeah,
just focus on the portion control, increasing your fiber intake. That's your whole grains and everything,
right?
And your green leafy vegetables, and making sure you limit your sugars, added sugars. You limit your fat intake, and you increase your exercise activity.
Yeah,
your activity level.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Go see a dietitian. to get a personalized plan.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm hoping it helps to the person. For me, I'll stick to the basic. Do a lot of exercising as much as you can, and don't eat junk. I suppose for now,
or limit it as much as possible. If you know, the option is not possible.
At my age, I think it's better just to steer clear of junk because.
Agreed. And every little bit can stick to where you don't want it.
Yes. So let's try and be as safe as healthy as possible, madam. Thank you very much for your time and your insights. Are you available if the person, for example, would like to contact you directly? Would you be willing, or are you only contracted to the hospital?
We try to help wherever we can, and we are able to refer to others if we are overwhelmed ourselves.
Okay, so people can come directly to you.
Yes, they can come to where I am, and I am able to refer if they would like a referral. If we are able to help them here, we're able to help them here as well.
Right.
Yes.
So would you like to give out your email address, perhaps?
All right, Lone Mokganya, that's LoneMokganya. LoneMokganya at gmail.com.
Okay. Lovely. Lovely. For a moment there, I thought that was... let me not even go there because we have we have a hospital in Johannesburg called Lone Hill Hospital.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was Lone from Princess Marina Hospital.
Yes, it was named after me.
Indeed. But you're saying it's Lone, not Lone. So yes, it's a good thing that you gave me the proper pronunciation.
It was a mispronunciation on their part. So.
Ah, they're the ones who are wrong. Okay.
They're the wrong ones.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much, Lone. Have a wonderful day further. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
All right. That's how we end our segment for today. Every Tuesday, we invite experts. Like I said, whatever piece of advice you would want, please send us all those problems that you're having, like this person and other people before this one. Send just a brief paragraph or two to my producer, and she'll find you an expert. We'll bring them here, and we'll talk about it. And guess what? Even our listeners are as experts. They have expertise, and so they do share. So, madam, thank you very much for sending your voice note. We really appreciate it. Thank you very much for forgiving me as well.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.